Unit 11. Photography. The decisive moment. Have you ever seen a photograph that perfectly shows all the emotions of a single moment? Everything seems just right. Body positions, facial expressions, even the lighting. It is as if the photographer was in exactly the right place at exactly the right time. Well, there's actually a term for this kind of photograph. The decisive moment. It was created in the 1950s by Henri Cartier-Bresson, a famous French photographer. Photography is not like painting, he explained. There is a creative fraction of a second when you are taking a picture. Your eyes must see a composition or an expression that life itself offers you, and you must know with intuition when to click the camera. For example, at your friend's birthday party, you'll probably want a picture of her blowing out the candles on her cake. It's a standard picture we've all seen before. But if you want a special picture, why not be more creative? Try capturing the moment just before, as she stares at the candles and takes a deep breath. Or what about the moment after, as smoke rises from the candles and a feeling of satisfaction begins to show on her face? If your timing is right, with a little bit of luck, you might capture the decisive moment. It's not easy, of course, because the moment only lasts for a second and then is gone forever. By taking a single moment of time and freezing the action at just the right point, you can create timeless images from life's everyday events. So the next time you're taking pictures, keep an eye out for the decisive moment. If it comes, you don't want to miss it. Further reading.
Henri Cartier-Bresson is often called the father of modern photojournalism. That's because in the 1930s, he developed the street photography style we now see on the internet and in newspapers. What Cartier-Bresson did was to add an oversized lens to a small format camera. By putting a 50mm lens on a 35mm camera, he can enjoy the convenience and flexibility of a small camera while still creating detailed and focused shots. This allowed him to take photos of people on the run and capture moments in an authentic way. Cartier-Bresson's other major idea was to avoid the use of flash photography. He regarded it as impolite and unnatural. As well as changing photographic methods, Cartier-Bresson also made a significant contribution to history. He captured some of the most important moments in the 20th century on film, including the revolution in China and the Soviet Union after Stalin's death.